This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris. And you got Derek McLaughlin on the ones and twos for the Miz Man. And you got Mr. Electric. Boom, boom, Matty Leach. And hey, we got our man Isaiah Hole. Nothing but the whole truth from Wolverine's Wire. Isaiah, how are you? Top of the day to you. I hope everything's going well.
Well, that's a lot nicer than what you texted me earlier today.
That's how it always goes.
You know how we do it, Isaiah.
But I'm still just distraught after they killed off half the characters from the Bad Batch in the episode on Wednesday. So
no, don't tell me that.
Yeah, I guess that show's over. Yep, that show's over.
Don't ruin my day. I intend to watch that tonight. The next two episodes, I save up. I go two every 2 weeks.
Yep. Nope. It's done. It was in the opening credits too. So it's, you know, there's really nothing to watch.
Anyway, I'm going to watch it anyway. Isaiah, it is crazy at Michigan football. Crazier than it's ever been. I don't even know where to start. I don't know if Jim Harbaugh is going to be the coach, but I know the president of the university announced that he will be coming back. But there is a snag because there is a allegation of problem going on with the NCAA. Let's start there. Where is Jim Harbaugh? And it says he's meeting with the NCAA, and he just walked away from the meeting. And at least we know where the two stand. One wants him to do one thing, and he doesn't want to do it.
Well, I think to address the first point, I think it's safe to say he is the coach and is going to remain the coach regardless of whether or not the contract was signed at this juncture. But just based off of both Santa Ono and Jim Harbaugh's statements. But from there, with the NCAA situation, it's a little turmoil. And I think that the Michigan thought that it was going to be able to get through this by now. But the NCAA wants Jim to say that he lied. And he's not going to do it. And that's a smart move by him because there's no point. There's nothing that they can prove. He says, hey, I just didn't remember it in the time that I spoke to investigators. And they're saying, no, just tell us you lied and we'll make this go away. The problem is if he tells them that he lied, if he tells the NCAA that he lied and something else comes up, then suddenly he would be a repeat offender. So it is the smart move to play this the way that they are playing. Now, the veracity of whether or not he lied, I mean, that will remain a mystery. But again, this is not exactly – they're making this into a really big deal. And I really like what Josh Pate said on his show of essentially Jim Harbaugh in Michigan got pulled over for going 73 and a 65 while there's – crotch rockets screaming by at 120. And, you know, I think that's a perfect analogy because it is absurd that this is what the NCAA is so mad about. It really is selective enforcement. And it's essentially trying to come out and say, hey, look at us. We still have control over this thing we have no control over. And over something that's really inconsequential. You know, it's, considering the reported what it is that Jim Harbaugh took a couple committed recruits who hadn't signed yet, made a visit, unannounced visit, and he took them to lunch or breakfast or whatever and paid for it. And that's the thing that they're so upset about, that's what happened. And then he lied about it and said, or what they say he lied about it, that he said that didn't happen and they got a receipt. I like the fact that is an issue is just absurd. It's like Tatgate all over again for what we witnessed in 2011 with Ohio State. where it's just, is this really the biggest deal in college football? Because the NCAA essentially is saying this is the biggest deal in college football at the moment, in their eyes. And it's really should be about the last of all deals. So Jim Harbaugh did the right thing by essentially obfuscating, and it gives the NCAA has no leverage as far as that's concerned. This will get dragged out. Eventually, I'm sure he'll get some kind of suspension, but the NCAA has really become a farce of a governing body. No one's really paying much attention to them these days anyway, and I think that this is the right move.
Yeah, you're right. That has certainly been one of the things that we've been keeping an eye on here in Michigan land over the past few weeks since we've heard about the allegations, or that we would be given that list of allegations. And now the other big developing story, we got word a little bit earlier, a statement from Ward Manuel that they have moved on from Matt Weiss. He was on paid leave, but now they have gone ahead and terminated him. So what are your thoughts, as that has been the other big developing story here in Ann Arbor?
Well, first and foremost, I'm pretty sure whatever it is, it's JMO's fault. I don't know what it is or how, but we know that's probably true. The other part would be that, this is something that they don't want hanging over their heads. We don't know the seriousness of these so-called computer access crimes, where he reportedly had accessed someone else's email and got reported by a staffer for doing so. We don't really know any details beyond that. It's not a good thing for him. And given all of the off-season turmoil this program has faced, it makes sense that Michigan would want to distance themselves from any more. I mean, this has not exactly been the cleanest 5-6 months that Michigan's had, between the Mozzie Smith situation, which wasn't necessarily a giant deal. I mean, it was at least initially a felony, to even some stuff that's been hoisted upon them, such as the MSU tunnel incident, to Jim's flirtation with the NFL, to hit, this whole NCAA situation. So I can see where Michigan would say, regardless kind of the circumstances, we can't take really any more of, we can deal with it enough if it's a star player. We can deal with it enough if it's our head coach. But when it comes to trying to cover for a staffer, it maybe is a little too much. I mean, it might be a situation where it really is very much a warranted scenario to get rid of him. We just don't know the details, and who knows if those details will ever truly emerge. But it's I think that it's probably the right move, which is kind of disheartening to say, because I really like Matt Weiss. He's been one of my guys in the last 2 years. He's thought of as being a extremely bright mind, but if you're a coach, you can't find yourself committing crimes. It's pretty simple, so, because how are you supposed to lead other young men if that's the case? Now, that's presuming his guilt, I guess, but it's I think that we can kind of do that to some degree if Michigan's decided they're going to move on, because if they really thought that he was innocent, then they would probably stand by him. We've seen that happen even with Mozzie Smith, and clearly it's they felt that this was an untenable situation, and they'll move on. And now it's going to be a search for at least another coach, whether it's that coach becomes a quarterback's coach, co-offensive coordinator, or if they decide to have that be a different position coach and do the types of retooling we've seen them do in recent years.
Again, you're listening to Isaiah Hole, Nothing But the Whole Truth, from Wolverine's Wire. Isaiah, and you know what? You took my thunder away. I was going to say, any speculation on who would replace Matt Weiss, or, as a quarterback coach or anything? I've heard all kinds of people say, from David Shaw to, hey, what's the coordinator that just got fired by the by Jim's brother, Greg Roman?
Well, I've heard that Bill Belichick is thinking of stepping down from the Patriots, and Michigan's also inquiring about poaching Ryan Day away from Ohio State to be the new quarterback's coach. So it's I think we're in wait and see as far as that's concerned. I mean, it's only been a couple hours, so it's really difficult to really know what direction they're going to move and if they're even going to necessarily swing for the fences. They might not. They might go for an in-house analyst like Kirk Campbell. They might, you know, I've seen a bunch of names bandied about by fans, and a lot of them make sense, you know, whether it is Greg Roman, whether it is like Jimmy Doherty, who was an analyst in Ann Arbor for a couple of years before following Jed Fish at UCLA and then Arizona. But do they even fully decide to replace Matt Weiss's duties is the question, because when he was hired, that wasn't the intent that they were going to get a quarterback's coach. He was suddenly available to Michigan coming out of the Ravens. He was someone that was suggested when they had an opening following some of the 2021 offseason, because Brian Jean-Marie, he had suddenly departed, and then they decided to kind of switch things up because they had already hired George Hilo, and I think he was going to be more like a safeties type coach to go along with Mo Linguist. And with Brian Jean-Marie leaving the week of training camp, it seemed like, okay, well, they're going to be looking for a new linebackers coach. And then they made some changes in-house, made George Hilo the linebackers coach, and then went and got Matt Weiss to be the quarterbacks coach. So I think that it's you can't necessarily bank on the fact that they are going to do exactly what you think they're going to do, because they certainly could revert to what the plan was back then and have Jim Harbaugh essentially handle the quarterbacks. Or they could just do an in-kind replacement, find a co-offensive coordinator / QB coach. I think it's a little too early to really know exactly what they're going to do, but they have kind of a lot of options that they can move, at least under Jim Harbaugh, because we've seen him be really creative with the intent of having those, 10 on-field coaches. So I would think it's probably likely that they'll just try to get another quarterbacks coach, but you never know what they're going to do and who's going to necessarily be available to them and who they will opt to go for.
Yeah, like you said, there's a lot of options out there that could make some sense depending on who would actually be available and interested in the job. And something that the coach has done a great job of, as you mentioned, some of those guys, or a guy like Lundquist who left and took the head job over at Buffalo. We've done a great job replacing these coaches as we have moved forward in a new direction with the team. Are you confident that they will be able to continue to do so, knowing the drama that continues to follow the program here not too long after another playoff berth? But it seems like that playoff game was forever ago, because we have had to deal with, I don't know how else to describe it other than drama, pretty much ever since that game.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily going to affect, it's not like, Michigan staring down the wind, the barrel of a death penalty or anything that's like a major sanction that they're actually going to follow. So I think that it will be appealing, but I think the question is who's it going to be appealing to? Because is Greg Roman, who's been a longtime offensive coordinator, going to essentially demote himself by going and being a quarterback's coach / co-offensive coordinator at the college level after being an offensive coordinator at the NFL level for the last decade plus? That's, I think that might be something that's unlikely. David Shaw, I think, might be unlikely for the same reason. He's been a head coach for so long. Is he going to demote himself to that degree going and being an offensive coordinator somewhere maybe makes a little bit more sense, but sharing those duties and kind of making yourself a little bit more of a position coach. It's not saying it doesn't happen. We saw Jim McElwain do exactly that. Go from being the head coach at Florida to being the wide receivers coach at Michigan. So not saying it won't happen, but I don't think that the what's going on in this offseason is necessarily going to deter anyone. I think anyone can kind of see on its face what we see and what really everyone, aside from ESPN, sees. ESPN seems to be Pete Thamel, who always has an axe to grind against Jim Harbaugh, probably in large part thanks to his friendship with Urban Meyer. I think that that's he's probably the only one that seems to see this as being such a massive issue. I think everyone else kind of looks at it and says, well, this is just all very absurd. So with that in mind, I can't imagine that a coach is going to look at what's happening in Ann Arbor and say, well, that's a little too much trouble for me. I think they'll more likely see it as what it really is and kind of a springboard to something potentially greater. But that also does make an issue for, even though I just mentioned Jim McElwain, it's, how many are going to want to demote themselves with hopes that it will rehabilitate them enough. Michigan's not Alabama at this juncture in that sense. It's not Nick Saban where you come and be an analyst and then, you'll go back to the promised land. But maybe that's the way that they'll want to go. And I think the thing that's most appealing about this job is the talent that Michigan has on the field, right? Because if you're smart about it, you can come and do this for a year and it can really propel you because you've got JJ McCarthy, Lake Corum, Donovan Edwards. You've got a lot of these pieces that can really make you look really good as long as you're smart about it. So I think that will add to the appeal. That will overweigh any kind of offseason issues that Michigan's had.
Again, you're listening to Isaiah Hull, nothing but the whole truth, Isaiah Hull with Wolverine Wire. Isaiah, even though this has been a weird offseason so far, isn't it good that Jim Harbaugh has made his choice to come back to Michigan earlier than he did last year? And, you can set sails, whatever the contract negotiations are, they'll get done, I'm sure. But isn't it good for the players and the coaches to be more comfortable now? Did he drop off?
Do you hear me?
I couldn't hear you, but go ahead.
I said no.
It's not good that he signed earlier this year. He's made the I'm coming back early. I mean, Santa Ono put it out that Jim Harbaugh would be our coach.
No, I should have dragged out until June. Keep them on their toes. That would be the way to go. Of course it's a good thing. I think that unlike last year, this will have a little effect on the recruiting aspect, especially considering Jim has been on the phone with Jaden Davis. Jim has went and saw Dylan Raiola, so a lot of these things that maybe we're going to continue being up in the air, they're not going to be, at least for the time being. The bigger problem is more so the future, because it's been three off seasons now where there has been a question about who is going to be the head coach the next year. 2020, because of just how bad that year was, 2-4 and all. 2021, because of him going, or I guess it was more 2022, that he went and interviewed with the Vikings. And then even though it seemed like it was more of a strategic trying to get everything that he needs by essentially creating a controversy here, manufacturing one, allowing him to really say, hey, you should do more to recognize Jamie Morris's NIL program. type thing. You know, it's, I think that, that was a little more strategic, but at the same time, it's going to cause less problems for this year and more problems for next year, because the kind of ringing consensus after Santa Ono put out that he's coming back, and Jim Harbaugh, or through the Michigan football Twitter, said, "I am coming back." We saw pretty much every national analyst quote tweet that and say, "See you again next year." You know, it does create those issues, because you don't look at like Alabama and Georgia and those programs and say, well, those guys are probably going. And that's a quality problem for Michigan that he is desired in the NFL, but it's also an issue for the sake of when James Franklin, and I use that name specifically, goes and sits in a living room, he can very accurately say, you don't know for sure that Jim Harbaugh is going to be your coach. Whereas with me, I am an adequate but very mediocre version where I'm going to win 10 games. I'm probably not going to do more than that, but you know I'm going to be here. You know, so that is an issue that Jim Harbaugh has that other big-time coaches don't, and that those other big-time coaches can go into living rooms and they can accurately point to the last 3 years and say, do you really want to go there? You don't even know what is going to happen. Even though he's entering his ninth year, it's pretty evident he's going to be around. But it still creates a little bit of a level of uncertainty. So it's good that he got it done as far as next year's recruiting class. Instead of dragging it into February, having a month of uncertainty, it was just about 2 weeks of uncertainty. So it is good. Now people can give their money to stadium in Maine and feel at least good about what's going to happen in the next year.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that little, pump up for me, dog. Good job. Dollars in the
I'm
mail.
I'm only doing it because of my friendship with Keith Mitchell. So,
whatever. We appreciate you doing that. Isaiah, appreciate you coming on today. Really look forward to hearing what you have to say next week as we journey down to the next season. That being said, enjoy. Have a great day. Stop watching Marvel or Disney Plus because you're too far ahead of me. I can't catch up with you.
That sounds like a personal problem, J-Mo.
Have a great day. That's Isaiah Hole with Wolverine's Wire. Read up on him. Man knows what he's talking about. You're listening to, we're going to go to a break. On the other side, we got the question of the day. And Miz is not here, but we're going to figure it out. We're going to do our playoff rounds, picking who you're picking for this weekend. All of that on the other side. You're listening to the M Zone. I told you the Bengals were going to be a team to reckon with. I told you that.
That Bills game is a toss-up.
Exactly.
Right now.
You're listening to the M Zone, the premier show.
This is the M Zone.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.